time for another monthly mayoral update. We've got Town of Wasaga Beach's Mayor Nina Bifolci with us.
Good morning. How are you?
We are well. Happy New Year. Haven't talked to you in a year. You're the last person I get to make that joke with.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how things are looking for you personally. I know it's day one of the stay-at-home order, and things are a bit wild and unpredictable south of the border. Have you been paying attention to that with countdown to inauguration?
For sure. I've watched a little bit. It's definitely a wild scene to watch, and as tough as things are for us right now with COVID and restrictions and things like that, I'm certainly glad to live in Ontario and more specifically Wasaga Beach.
With today being the first day of the stay-at-home order, something that maybe some confused Wasaga Beach residents...
In all honesty, I think here at Town Hall, we ourselves are still working through the announcement. It was a confusing message, but ultimately the Premier is saying... stay home. But it's not as simple as that when you're trying to run businesses and deal with staff and get things done. So we are still working through that. The mayors of Ontario do have a call with the Premier and Minister Clark this afternoon at 5 o'clock. So hopefully some of our questions can be answered then.
So we'll have some more information about some town services. We know the library will continue to provide curbside pickup and online ordering, the outdoor rink, etc.
The outdoor rink, from my understanding right now, we can still have it open, but I do encourage people to go on our website. We will be updating and changing things as we confirm them. So, please, for any recreation or facilities of the town, they really should check the website first and make sure that they have the accurate information.
Speaking of the website, you guys put out a year in review that had a lot of information in it.
We did. It was a busy year, and people could read it in the Sun newspaper. It came through that avenue, but we also have it on our website at wasagabeach.com. And it basically highlighted the town work that we did last year, and it was busy, including different projects, but redevelopment of the beachfront and the new library and arena and getting things to a point where we can get those going this year, and lots of residential development, and I encourage people to take a look at it.
It's 2021. We are looking ahead, and you had mentioned last month about the continuation of projects in Wasaga Beach. That's obviously on the agenda moving forward.
Absolutely. There's actually a report on today's agenda dealing with the arena and library, and there's a couple of pictures in there. And I know I circulated something last night that there seems to be a group in town who's going to attempt to take a campaign out by radio and through the post office to try and stop the project, pause the project, and it's really misleading to the residents of our community. So please, when you get that, I encourage you to go to the town's website. There's a page dedicated to this project. The financials are there. And, council's made the decision. We are working with consultants and architects, and the project is moving forward. So I don't want people to be misled by anything that they may find in their mailbox.
Well, we look forward to hearing any new information or clarity after your meeting with the mayors and the premier. Always moving forward, the town of Wasaga Beach. Mayor Nina Bifolci joining us for the monthly mayoral update. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.